The whole house fell silent. All eyes and ears went to Slim, whose face had suddenly turned as pale as oatmeal. From my position in the utility room, I strained to hear every word of the conversation.
Yes, we had a little snow, we sure did, but tell Loper, he's been listening to the weather report, huh? I had a feeling he would, but tell him, no, the wind's blowing, but the snow's quit, and y'all don't need to... You are?
His eyes rolled up into his head.
Huh? No, everything around here is normal. No problem. Yes, ma'am, he's fine. Been a perfect little lad. No, them measles haven't bothered him at all. Yep. Okay. Bye.
He hung up the phone and slumped against the wall.
I knew it. They got as far as Anson, and Dern Loper heard we was having a storm. They've turned around and they're coming back like a horse to the barn. They'll be here soon.
An awful silence spread through the house as each of us tried to imagine.
Don't.
Slim broke the silence.
Viola, I don't know how this house got in such a state. Well, yes, I do, and I know who's gonna get blamed for it, too. I was a-wondering, what are the chances that a guy could hire you to do a little cleanup work?
A little cleanup?
Okay, a whole bunch. I ain't a wealthy man, but you could probably pretty well name your price.
A sly smile twitched at her mouth. She cocked her head and studied him for a moment.
I'll tell you what, Slim Chance. I'll bail you out of this wreck on one condition.
Go ahead, I'm at your mercy. Take anything but my saddle.
Frankie McQuarter is going to play a dance in Twitchell this Saturday night. I'd just love to go.
Uh-huh. And if I could dance, I'd just love to take you.
That's my price.
I dance like a cow on skates.
You can learn.
You're a hard woman, Viola. Hard and mean and cruel.
Take it or leave it.
He swallowed.
I think I'll take it.
Good. I can hardly wait. Now you go back to bed.
Slim lifted one finger in farewell and departed for his sick bed. Viola removed her coat and hat and hung them up in the closet.
All right, Alfred, let's get started on...
She knelt down and studied something on the floor.
Is this honey and flour?
He gave his head a solemn nod.
Oh, boy, I may have priced myself too cheap on this job. Well, let's get to work. We'll need buckets of hot water for this. Hot water and elbow grease.
She found a plastic bucket and started filling it with hot water and soap. She pulled some rags and sponges out of the cabinet under the sink. Alfred watched.
What's elbow grease?
You're fixing to learn, young man.
She pitched him a rag.
Elbow grease means scrubbing. Lots of hard scrubbing.
He made a sour face.
My mom thinks I'm not old enough to help clean house.
Does she? Well, she'll be so surprised. Down on the floor, son. Scrub. All that honey has to be wiped up or you'll have ants. Where does your mother keep the vacuum sweeper? Never mind, the power's still off. Okay, where does she keep the broom and dustpan?
Alfred pointed to the pantry.
I'll start sweeping up the flour and...
She parked her hands on her waist and looked down at the boy.
How did this happen? And where was Slim? I mean, is it possible that a grown man could...
She swiped her hand through the air.
Never mind. Men, down on your hands and knees and scrub.
Alfred thought he was too young to scrub counters and mop floors? Heck, he sure got proved wrong on that.
He didn't work cheerfully, but under Miss Viola's stern gaze, he did learn to scrub and mop. It went on for hours, and it involved many fresh buckets of hot, soapy water. Drover and I observed it all from our position in the utility room. Well, actually, I observed it all. Drover slept and grunted and whistled and wheezed and contributed nothing. I observed and, well, felt a few moments of guilt. If I couldn't actually help clean up the mess I had helped create, at least I could show a few signs of guilt and remorse and so forth. I did that, and you know what? It was a pretty good deal. Showing a little remorse beats the heck out of scrubbing floors. Hehe, I'll take it every time. Well, along about 4 o'clock in the evening, they finished cleaning up the kitchen. By then, the sun was shining, the snow had started to melt, and the wind had died down. The storm had blown itself out, and it was hard to believe that only hours before, we had been in the grasp of a howling blizzard. That's panhandle weather for you. Anyways, along about 4, they finished the so forth, and Viola put away all the cleaning supplies. It was amazing what she'd been able to do. The house, which had seemed unfixable and uncleanable only hours before, was now restored to its previous condition. I was impressed. Viola leaned against the counter and removed the bandana she had tied around her head. She seemed satisfied, but she wasn't finished.
Alfred, it's time to wake up Slim. We've got one more job to do and not much daylight left.
When Alfred protested that he was worn out, she smiled.
Cleaning up these messes isn't as much fun as making them, is it? Now you know what your mother goes through every day.
Alfred pooched out his lip.
Well, it was Hank that made most of the mess, and he didn't have to clean up anything.
I'll bet. Go wake up Slim. We've got to fix that piece of yard fence that the wind blew down.
Alfred flashed her a devilish grin.
It wasn't the wind. I drove the pickup into it, but don't tell my mom.
No, really? I never would have guessed it was you.
Alfred went to fetch Slim, and Viola turned her... Boy, she had the prettiest brown eyes I'd ever seen. And when she turned them on me, I just melted. What a fine gal. She understood dogs. She liked dogs. She...
Boys, I hate to tell you this, but it's time for y'all to move out. I don't think Sally Mae would approve.
Alfred and Slim appeared just then, and Viola aimed a finger at the boy.
Alfred, I'm putting these dogs out. Don't let them back inside. And Slim Chance, don't you let them in either. This house is clean, and I want it to stay that way.
Slim nodded. Yes, ma'am. Don't worry about me.
I worry about both of you, all 4 of you. One's just as bad as the others. Now, what do we need to fix the fence?
Slim scratched the top of his head.
Well, post hole diggers, hammer, tamping bar, shovel, some steeples, wire stretchers, couple of fresh posts. Sure sounds like a lot of trouble, don't it?
Yes. Let's get on with it.
Slim muttered and shook his head and went slouching towards the back door.
You're a heartless woman, Viola, and you dogs are officially banished from the house. Forever. Out.
He pushed open the door and jerked his head towards the outside. Drover and I made a dash out the door. As I flew past, Slim gave me a kick in the tail section and said,
"You bird brains."
Was that necessary? Hey, I was trying to... Oh, well. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I was still Miss Viola's very favorite dog. So there. Well, once we were done with all the kicks and insults, we flew into the task of repairing the fence. Miss Viola was there to supervise, so this wasn't a typical Slim Chance repair job. She made him fix it right, so that when Sally Mae drove up, she wouldn't notice that the fence had been repaired. That was pretty smart. Oh, and you know what else she made Slim do? She made him get a shovel and fill in the muddy tracks that led down to the fence. Fill them in, smooth them out, and cover them up with snow. Old Slim howled at that, howled and griped and complained every step of the way. But when he was done, he leaned on the shovel, looked it over, and admitted that she'd been right. Well, that was progress. By the time Slim had put up all the tools and stuff, it was after 5 o'clock. We all hopped into the pickup and drove over to Miss Viola's pickup and pulled it out of the snowdrift. Slim thanked her for saving our lives, and then he promised to make good on his deal, to take her to Frankie's dance on Saturday night. And then we all said our goodbyes, and she drove off. Watching her leave, we all felt, well, a little sting of sadness. And Slim said, "Boys, that's a pretty fine gal right there." Yes, she certainly was. But there was something Slim didn't know about, and something I would never tell him. When she left, Miss Viola gave me an extra special smile and wink. I was pretty sure she wanted me to go to the dance with him. Why not? Heck, I figured I could dance as well as Slim. But just then we heard the hum of a car motor in the distance, and that brought our thoughts back to Earth. Slim turned the pickup around, and we met Loper and Sally Mae just as they reached the mailbox. Slim pulled up beside them and rolled down his window. Loper studied our faces. "What's up?"
"Oh, nothing much. We were just checking out the snow."
"It wasn't as bad as the radio said."
"Nope."
"Alfred feeling okay?"
"Yep."
"Any wrecks or disasters?"
"Nope."
Loper scanned our faces. We held our breaths. "Huh, that's a miracle. Well, I guess we could have gone on to Abilene."
"Yep, but that wouldn't be you."
"What's wrong with your face? It's all red and you look awful."
"Thanks. Your kid gave me the measles."
"Huh. Sorry. You want to come up to the house for supper?"
"No, thanks. I'm going home to bed. If I don't show up in 2 weeks, call the undertaker."
Loper laughed. "Huh. I'll check on you in the morning. Sleep's the best medicine."
Loper studied us with questioning eyes.
"Is there more to this story?"
"Yeah, but you ain't gonna hear about it today, or maybe next week, or next month."
And that was about it. Alfred jumped into the car with his folks, and they drove down to the house. We turned around and headed for Slim's shack. As we chugged along the Wolf Creek Road, Slim let out a big breath of air and gave us dogs a grin.
"Well, boys, we dodged a bullet on this deal."
Yes, thanks to Viola, we had dodged a major bullet.
Sally Mae didn't hear the full story until 2 days later. And by then, well, it was already too late to kill us, and all she could do was laugh and shake her head. Case closed. And Miss Viola really was crazy about me. No kidding.